for Champaign County, specifically, we've got a winter storm warning that goes in effect this morning, and then that will last until 9 p.m. on Thursday evening. We also still have that flood watch in effect that runs through 6 p.m. this evening with all of the rapid snowmelt and the rain that we've been seeing overnight into early this morning.
From now until noon, what can we expect?
Well, we're actually seeing a bit of a lull in the precipitation early this morning. So as you wake up and you start your day, it may be that there's no precipitation falling. As we get toward mid-morning, 9, 10 o'clock this morning, we'll start to see that precipitation begin, perhaps as rain, changing over to freezing rain. And then as we get past noon, that's when we'll start to mix in some of that sleet. So a lull early in the morning, precipitation resumes mid to late morning.
Walk me through what will happen between noon and 6 p.m.
So through the early afternoon, we'll see that freezing rain will transition over to sleet. And then it looks like it's probably early to mid-afternoon, somewhere between 1 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, that we'll start to see that transition over to snow. The earlier that we see the transition to snow, the more snow that we're going to be able to accumulate. Right now, again, with that mid-afternoon transition over to snow, it looks like we'll probably stack up around 2 to 4 inches of snow by the time we get to this evening across Champaign-Urbana. Higher totals as you head north up 57 toward even northern portions of Champaign County and then on into Ford and Iroquois counties.
When will the travel conditions be the worst today?
I would expect the worst travel conditions right around the Thursday evening commute. So the snow will start to accumulate quickly once it does. So a rapid decline in road conditions as we get into the late afternoon and into the evening. And then keep in mind those strong winds, especially in open and rural areas. Not only will the snow begin to accumulate fast, it will be blowing around out there. So reduced visibility, blowing and drifting issues, creating hampering the road cleaning or the road clearing operations out there. So I do expect a pretty treacherous evening commute, and those risky and dicey conditions, those will continue into the overnight, although I think that we'll rapidly begin to improve as we get into Friday with sunny, clear conditions in place.
So Andrew, will most of the snow be out of here by 6 o'clock tonight?
So we'll still be seeing that snow falling during the evening. It's as we get just to the other side of sunset, right around 6, 7, 8 o'clock this evening, we'll see that snow begin to taper off. The winds will still be gusty into the early part of the overnight. Those two will begin to fade as we head into Friday morning. So a couple hours after sunset, we'll see that snow begin to taper off and pull away from the region.
What kind of conditions can we expect tomorrow morning when we wake up?
I think Friday morning, plan to leave a little extra time for your commute. I don't think it's going to be like what we saw two Fridays ago where, we were dealing with clearing a foot of snow from the roadways here. But, plan on leaving a little extra time as you head out the door on Friday morning. But I think by and large, people will be able to get to the places that they want or need to on Friday across Champaign County.
How is the weekend shaping up? Will we see a lot of snow melt this weekend?
Well, the good news is, again, we'll be able to clear the roads quickly as we get into Friday. Sunny skies across central Illinois on Friday and Saturday. Sunny but cold on Friday and Saturday. We do start to rapidly warm back up. We'll be in the 40s on Sunday. So the snow will be around, be able to enjoy it on Saturday and Sunday. But we quickly will likely begin melting that over the back half of the weekend into early next week.
That was meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, and we are posting his forecast as well as the forecast from the National Weather Service at IllinoisNewsroom.org and also on our Twitter and Facebook pages. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.